Previously on Hot House Bruiser.
Why don't you go home, see the wife and kid? Oh, that's right. They're outside the walls.
You do bad things, you both pay a price. You're walking between two worlds, Bruiser.
Bobby's an okay guy.
You're my dad.
What's going on, Bruiser?
Sandman's cleaning the house.
See, the thing you won't admit to yourself is that you and I belong in this little Darwin box. People like us fit in here. We can't get out, but we can claw our way up.
And now, episode 8, Slow Dance with a Fast Girl.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hypothetical.
This is my 8th recording, and my last. I'd just made my way through Skybaria with most of my skin intact. And now I got Vera Grail standing 10 feet tall over me, putting her pointy heel on my chest. I'm rolled out like an old rug, having just played Smear the Queer with half a dozen cattle prods.
Are you trying to look at my skirt, Bruiser?
As a gentleman, I decline to answer.
You like my new digs?
The ceiling looks okay. I'll know more when I'm able to move my head. What are you doing?
Getting in the saddle. I've never seen you not able to move, Bruiser. I like it. It's cute.
I take it you are the man upstairs.
My husband.
Congrats.
A girl needs security.
So your mister runs the joint and you do what?
I'm just arm candy.
Seriously?
No. Sad but true.
What do you do all day?
File my nails, roll my eyes a lot.
Bonbons?
Do I look like I eat bonbons?
Why don't you let me get to my feet and I'll tell you.
Almost swank, huh?
It's okay for a penthouse.
Look at the view. The walls are way down there. We're so high you can't even see them. They're a footnote. I don't even think about them anymore. I get hot and cold running everything up here, full staff. I just gotta think I want something and it's in my hand. Basically, this joint is no different from living off Central Park.
How's the water pressure?
Fucking Niagara. Come on. I'll show you around.
Turns out she landed a whale. This morbidly rich hermit from back east. He owned the building outright on paper, which means nothing in the quarantine, but he hired enough muscle to make sure the rent made its way up to the penthouse.
What does he do all day? What a schedule. He rolls out about 11 a.m., starts cleaning his gun collection, actually considers it exercise for Christ, starts drinking about 1, starts shooting about 2. Watch your step, this is just waxed. This is the living room. Kitchen, veranda, meditation room, sauna.
The place was more or less endless, and after what I just went through, it was some heady wine to walk with Vera on marble floors in the clouds. Watch the sun go right through her dress.
And, of course, the solarium, in case you're dying to know how it feels to be a rotisserie chicken.
Don't you go nuts up here.
What? In heaven?
Yeah, in heaven. Don't you go nuts?
The husband wears a little thin.
Like with the guns constantly.
I don't mind the guns. It lets me know where he is. He locks himself in his little fun room every night and shoots his guns and gets drunk and plays his accordion. Sleeps it off, starts again.
Sounds pretty low maintenance.
He finds other ways to make my life a living hell.
I know he's not stupid enough to try and smack you around.
That'd be merciful by comparison. No, that's not what he does.
Then what?
He whistles on his soup.
Whistles on his soup?
You know how if your soup's hot, you blow on it?
He whistles.
And so he must die. It's a very elaborate murder. Seriously. Agatha Christie can kiss my ass.
That's not why you're gonna kill him.
No.
No. See, you're not built for arm candy. Well, you're built for it, but you're just not cut out for it. You're used to running things, Vera. You had more fingers and more pies than
any... Done with that.
Really?
Done.
Vera was lying through her teeth, and we both knew it. Spent her whole life climbing the ladder, and now she's just gonna sit on the bench and watch the game. I didn't call her on it. Thought we'd better just figure skate a while.
How's your kid, Bruiser?
Surviving without her old man.
How are you doing without her?
Surviving.
Why'd you go back to being a cop? Miss the donuts.
Sager finally got under my nails.
I'm curious why he fired you.
I walked out.
Why's that?
Classified.
Jesus, Bruiser. How many times did I offer for us to partner up? Are you an idiot or something?
What are we talking about?
Business-wise.
You know I've got no head for that.
I do. And I think about it from time to time. How about you?
I turn you over my mind once in a while.
Come meet the man upstairs.
Guy had a handshake like a kid. He was soft, and he laughed at things too quick. His eyes begged you to like him. Vera landed an all-day sucker.
Heard all about you, Bruiser. Well, I'm not sure all about. What sort of name is Bruiser? You're not some kind of leg breaker.
Bruiser worked under me at Sagertech.
Human resources.
I don't see you pushing pencils.
He's joking. He had his own elite security detail.
Consisting of me.
He caught the sniper that was after Sager.
Wow, that was you?
Yeah, your wife helped me a little.
Of course, she won't tell me a thing, will she? Mystery woman. Every day, a fresh body floats to the surface.
Get used to it.
Too bad Bruiser's a cop now. He'd whip this building into something like shape.
I like our man now. He's good. He's just a little...
He looks at me funny.
Not doing security anymore.
Well, men look. You know, I'm proud of having a wife that men look at.
Maybe you like it. I don't.
Well, like I said, I'm not doing security anymore.
I'm sure walking the beat is way too much fun.
Now I see the angle. Vera's already got the security chief half fired for noticing her ass. Now here I come. Impressive resume. Who better? From then on, it's paint by numbers. She'll drip the honey, and I'm supposed to fall for it, and the old man will meet up with an accident, and we end up living here in the clouds forever and ever. Only I know Vera, and she'll never be happy with just that. She'll take the old man's fortune and grind it into a sharp stick she can poke Sager in the eye with. Well, I'm not half the chump, am I?
Bruiser, are you interested in... collectible firearms at all?
Guns, that's my cue.
Well, Vera, you don't have to go.
No,
I just...
you boys go measure your dicks. I have nails to file.
Bruiser, you ever seen a Browning automatic rifle?
What do you got back there, Omaha Beach?
Well, come on.
Had a rough day. I'm gonna tap out.
No, come on. We'll talk business.
I'm done with security.
It's a consultation. Come on.
Vera knew this guy wasn't going to let me out of the building until I oohed and aahed over his guns, which I did. He had an indoor range set up, and by the time I shot off half a dozen rounds, he was slapping me on the back. When the scotch came out, he offered me the job, and it was name your price. Well, pal, I named it.
Look, I told you, I don't have the rent. How am I going to pay the rent if I don't have the fucking rent? It's physics.
Let me show you some physics.
So Dissolve 2, I'm in the employ of the man upstairs, collecting rent and shaking down every two-bit hood I ever put away. What was I gonna do, go back to the force? Nobody knew where I was, and nobody was gonna look here. We never had to leave the penthouse, the world came to us. And the gig was twice what I got at Sagertech. Of course, what did I do? I blew the wad on my daughter. Paid for a virtual reality hookup to the outside. $5,000 for one visit with my daughter.
We're almost ready for patch-in.
So this virtual reality, it's like I'm right there with my daughter, and I don't have to wear gloves or goggles.
No, no, it's very simple. Actually, it's not simple. It's insane complicated, but we're supposed to say it's very simple. But basically, it's like the old CT scans, but a million times better res. So everything you see and hear and touch gets mapped, sent through the pipe to the unit outside the box. Same thing with your daughter. The computer matches up her input and your input and finds a middle so you can interact. We're patched in. You ready?
Hit me. Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Come here, kitten.
Everything felt real. When I hugged her, I couldn't believe how strong she was. I didn't remember her being so strong. 5 years of basketball.
You don't have to break all my ribs, Dad.
I can't get the hang of this virtual thing.
So, do we hold hands and walk in a little circle or something?
You what?
I'm kidding, Dad.
Look, let's forget it's even digital. Let's talk about normal stuff. School.
Can we not?
Hey, tell me about school or I'll break your virtual thumb.
We're doing Macbeth. Out, out, damn spot.
What, the laundry commercial?
Slightly before that, Dad?
Well, I was kidding.
You, so we're not.
You guys still moving in with next door Bobby?
Mom says we have to.
Look, I'm going to talk to her. I'm making good coin now. You don't have to move. Hey, step on your old man's shoes like back in the day and we can dance.
I'm so too big for that.
Hey, what this is costing me, you're going to step on my shoes. Okay, we're at Aunt Marie's wedding. Everybody's there, and I'm not talking to those fools. I'm dancing with my daughter. My beautiful daughter who steps on my shoes. And we're the only ones in the whole world. I ain't got nobody. What happened?
Time's up.
That was it?
I know, it's fast, but that's the session. We explained the time limit.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy, but this hardware and the bandwidth is so expensive, we have to overbook.
What does a rig like this cost, total?
You kidding? There's only three machines in the
office. What's it cost?
$6 million change.
You take a rubber check?
Yeah. This is a customer survey. Really appreciate if you could give me 5 stars.
That virtual reality rig, it was as good as the real thing. It was the real thing as far as I was concerned. My old escape plan shelved. I mean, I had the money now. I could pay off the pipe. He could get me out, but then what? Binary disease. With this VR gizmo, I could actually hug my daughter. All I needed was $6 million. I could read Vera's mind. With the old man out of the way, we could buy anything we want. Like I said, I wasn't half the chump, but she didn't make it easy. She had to wear skirts that made you walk into walls. I mean, she played it cool, no hurry. Then one hot afternoon, here she comes. Needed a light bulb changed.
Thanks, Bruiser.
Wouldn't want you to trip in the dark.
There's one in the kitchen, too.
Where's your mister?
Sleeping it off, per usual. Can you reach something for me in the hall closet?
I don't know. What if I get claustrophobic?
You're gonna do whatever you're gonna do, like always.
Didn't figure you for a hall closet full of games.
Me at Scrabble. Deadly.
Then there's Mousetrap.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just saying, it's close quarters in here.
I don't see you running for the hills.
Oh, if I had half a brain.
But you don't.
Fair.
No, you come here.
The second I kissed Vera Grail, I knew. I was gonna kill her husband and take everything he had.
Bruiser, you cagey fuck. You did not do that.
I'm sorry, Fear.
My virgin ears.
Anyway, true story.
What kind of shotgun was it?
Ah, they gave us Mossbergs.
Here we go.
Have you ever shot a Winchester M97?
Never heard of it.
Oh, now that is a shotgun. Yeah, I've got one. Field issue, the big one.
Saw action.
Really? Were assault rifles table talk where you grew up?
It's a shotgun, honey. The thing about that Winchester, you could drive a tank over it.
And it would still shoot.
Yeah, that's why they issued it in both theaters. You go crawling through a trench.
Suddenly crystal clear how I was going to do this thing. The guy just handed it to me. I looked at Vera across the table and she knew I knew.
Yeah. It sounds too simple.
He's nuts about that shotgun. Saves it for last when he's good and drunk.
Before the accordion?
Before the accordion. Now, he shoots probably a full box of shells every night. And the ammo is, of course, black market.
And you probably know a guy.
I always know a guy.
And he makes a dummy shell?
No, he makes a real shell. Only twice as much powder. I slip it in with the old man's regular ammo. Cops find a drunken shooter that blew his own head off with crappy ammo.
They'll trace the ammo.
Trace it to what? Some guy probably lives out of his car. Cops will shake the tree, but nobody's gonna say shit.
They'll question us.
I've seen you, Stonewall. You'll eat their lunch. Cops will look at this and say, boo fucking who, Richie Rich got drunk. He blew his face off.
I guess we're doing the world a favor anyway, how I see.
Don't trot that one out, Vera. You can church it up all you want. We both know what this is.
All I'm saying is...
We're killing a man because we want him out of the way. You can come to terms now or 10 years from now. What, are you backing out?
No, just a little shook is all. Never did anything that's personal. Forget it. Thinking out loud. You want another one?
No.
You're not drinking?
I'm feeling all right.
How about I make you feel better?
Why the special treatment?
Because you got a lot on your mind. And I don't need your brain getting backed up. Why don't you lay back, close your eyes, and relax.
Real smart, Bruiser. Just keep rowing toward the falls. Pay no attention to that roaring sound. I didn't care. I just wanted to hang on to my family.
Hello?
Hey, next door, Bobby. Jason Bruiseman. Riley's dad.
Oh.
What?
You never call me directly, except that one time you sent over the carpet cleaner.
Yeah, good times. Hey, I know Risa and Riley are packing up to move in with you, but it's not gonna happen.
You sending over the Roto-Rooter guy?
No, just buying our old house out of hock. A lot of memories in that house, and I can cut a check now, so... Thanks for your time.
That virtual reality gizmo isn't going to replace a real father.
Well, it'll replace you.
Me and Vare. All this was talk, of course. None of it was going to happen unless I set the thing into motion. One booby-trapped shotgun shell was all it would take. I went to see a gunsmith I knew, ran a smoke shop, but in the back, he'd make you a .44 Magnum from scratch if you wanted.
We're closed! Closed! I'm giving a private consultation!
You know that guy?
Hey, he only saw your back. Bruiser, what you're asking me to make here is... it's gonna blow your head off.
Do the world a favor.
I'm not kidding. You put that much powder behind a slug, and the gun will explode.
Explode, I know. It's a present for a friend.
Oh, okay. You know what I charge for gift wrapping.
How's this?
It's a start.
How about now?
That's a start.
How about now?
You want a hole in his head or do you want the pink mist?
I want it to look like an accident.
Booby, what else could it be? A man buys ammunition on the hothouse black market. You take your life into your hands.
That's right.
Now, let me ask you something. The hell are you thinking here? You ain't the type.
Got nothing to do with types. Just has to happen, that's all.
And some guys eat themselves up, is all I'm saying. Planning it and doing it and living with it afterwards are three different things. The first two are cake.
How long will it take you to make the shell?
You hear what I'm saying? I like you, you big meat truck. I don't think this is you, man. You get in it halfway and you can't back...
How long?
Grab a magazine, tough guy.
You know... You ever make a peep about this, and I'll hide under your bed and shoot you through your mattress.
Ooh. You're talking to Fort Knox. How do you think I stayed in this business this long?
It took me all of 30 seconds to sneak into the old man's ammo stash and place the booby-trapped shell. I stood there thinking, this was all it takes to kill a man. Then an ache comes over me, like when you start getting a cold and you try to talk yourself out of it. There had to be something I forgot, some detail.
This couldn't be all there was to it. I went back to the box of shells, but they all looked alike. There was no off-ramp on this thing now. Nothing more to do, just, go on with our normal lives. The rest of the day was clockwork. The man upstairs holed himself up in his gun room, and me and Ver played poker on the veranda, right in view of the security camera. Had a timestamp, so decent alibi.
I know you're holding shit, Bruiser.
Stick to your knitting.
For such a tricky guy, I thought you'd have a better poker face.
We just kept putting down cards and waiting for that extra loud bang. I was doing mental convulsions, but Vera was ice water. Hardly looking at her cards, three martinis and kicking my ass every hand. Meanwhile, I'm jumping out of my skin.
You want a card or what?
Raise you.
Who you kidding?
I know what I got, honey. Just play.
Big baller, shot caller, raise. Hey, did you ever know Marty Schleckman?
Marty, the one-man party?
You knew him.
Before the walls, yeah. Why?
I don't know. Thought of him the other day.
Regulation nut.
Were you there when he arm-wrestled that girl drummer?
No.
So you know Marty, he's off his gourd anyway. So one night he's hitting on this chick in this band. This girl drummer named Munchie, if you can believe it. And she's got arms like this. And Marty is too drunk to realize...
The fuck is this? War stories now? We got this big bowl of death and bloody murder about to spill hot in our laps, and she's talking about back in the day?
And Marty's taking all the action. He thinks he can beat this girl.
I'm just waiting for the big bang, jumping with every shot. I didn't need the camera seeing that, but I couldn't help it. What would Riley think of her old man now? I mean, this guy never did anything to me. Gave me a job. I just want to see my daughter.
And then Marty boarded the space shuttle and flew to the moon for a black and tan.
Well, he was a real nut.
Bruiser, I just said Marty flew to the moon. Are you that checked out or are you fucking with me?
The latter.
Are we kids or what? You need to pull your shit together.
Bruiser! Get in here!
See what he wants.
I'll see what he wants.
Wipe the sweat off your hands.
You need something?
Shoot with me, Bruiser.
Working on a flush back there.
You were asking about the Winchester. Come on. Feel the kick.
I don't see any hearing protection.
Come again?
I don't see...
Come again? Yeah, that's a joke. Now come on. Give her a try.
I couldn't tell if the old man was fishing or what. Maybe he found the killer shell. Maybe it was heavier than the others. Of course it was heavier. More powder. He wants to see if I'll bitch out. He couldn't know anything. How could he?
I don't want to use up all your ammo.
Something wrong, Bruiser? Something up?
Nothing wrong. I don't want to use up all your ammo.
There's still some left, Bruiser. Let's see you blast this thing.
One shot.
One shot.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
You gotta lean into it, Bruiser. The kick will throw your aim off.
Why don't you show me?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
How many shots left in here?
I don't know. Shoot.
I want to know what kind of rock your shoulders made.
Bruiser, not to go all tearjerker here, but I'm glad I met you. You know, my own son. Yeah, well.
I appreciate the job.
I know that I live in a bubble up here. I've given up trying to guess who I'm supposed to be trusting. You. Well, I think I know a straight shooter when I see one. No pun.
None taken.
I want to show you my safe.
You mean the wall safe downstairs?
No. My safe. The unaccountables. The wad, Bruiser. The wad. See, everything in this room has meaning for me. This I used to play a little in high school.
I gotta tell you, that sounds pretty terrible.
Because it's full of cash. You see?
Huh.
That's a little emergency money. If something happens to me, Bruiser, you have to take care of Vera. No one knows about this money, not even her. You promise me, something happens to me, you will take care of Vera.
Okay.
Everything's changing in the quarantine. Sacred Tech trying to control everything. The people down there, street level, they have a limit. And when they reach it, this whole city might turn upside down. So this is my kidnapping shakedown money if anything should happen. Tell me you'll take care of my Vera.
I promise.
You've been good here, Bruiser. I'm glad Vera brought you, and I hope we, I talk too much.
I appreciate the job.
Anyway, it's your shot, Bruiser.
Not feeling like shooting.
Kind of showed you my ass here, Bruiser. Appreciate it if we finish the ammo. Show of trust. Bruiser? Bruiser?
You two done yet?
Put this away. Don't you say a word.
I won't.
Come on. Let's go see what Vera's pouring.
The old man really tied one on that night. In an hour, he was passed out. I had to check if he was still breathing. He was, so I zeroed Vera in her bedroom.
Is he out?
Flatlined.
What was he saying?
Guy talk, just guns and shit.
All right, the plan's still on. He sleeps it off, goes back to his routine tomorrow. Probably end it with the first shot. Then it's just you and me.
Do you trust me, Vera?
I kind of have to. We're knitting each other's nooses.
I can't figure it. I trust you, but I don't know why.
That's easy.
Here comes the honey.
Fuck you, then. I trust you because we're cut from the same cloth. I got a better tailor, but still. And that's why you trust me, even if you don't know it.
Or maybe I got a sign on my back that says, Chump. This whole thing stinks from the head.
I spread it out there for you for 5 years. When you finally come around and we say, let's do this thing, whatever it takes to be together, we do it. Now we're up to our necks and you got second thoughts?
No, it's just...
Come here. You think too much.
He doesn't have it coming, what we're doing.
Everybody's got it coming.
Go ahead and kiss her, Bruiser.
And there he was, all of a sudden, stone cold sober. He had his shotgun pointed right at us. He was so pissed he was shaking.
I gave you a job.
Vera, I gave you everything.
Jesus.
Baby.
Save the babies for him.
Don't.
I got 2 shots left.
Fuck me.
Can you count?
Heart attack. 2 seconds, he's a goldfish on the carpet.
Q911, what's your emergency?
I need an ambulance.
We induced coma an hour ago, and we're relieving the swelling now. After we run some tests, we'll know then if it's possible to try and bring him out, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Vera, you need to get a little more upset. I got the chief of police high-fucking me from the nurse's station.
You want puddles, you got the wrong girl. I'm playing this like I'm in shock.
Chief's coming over. I'll head her off. Chop an onion or something.
Bruiser,
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I'll bet.
I'm curious how you fell in with this crowd. I mean, weren't you always tight with Vera Grail? By tight, I mean fucking her.
Nice. She might lose her husband tonight.
Hey, I'm not blaming you. She's a piece. I'm just saying, what the hell are you doing with these guys?
Paying the rent.
I guess when they bring this guy out of his coma, we'll have a lot of interesting things to ask him. Don't leave town, Bruiser!
That gets funnier every time.
So the doctors keep the old man in a coma for a couple of weeks. Vera is instantly running things. Sky Barrios, her new sandbox, starts wearing those suits again, hiring and firing. I'm just as obvious. I get the VR hookup going again, and they let me buy a whole hour.
Jason. Well, that's something you better ask your mother about.
Yeah, Mom. I'm offended.
Okay, Dad, you can go away tomorrow. This is how you do it.
I hang out with my wife and daughter, just doing nothing. I finally tell them my ring went down the sink. Risa just laughed and dug out my toolbox. I thought she'd be pissed. She'd gained a couple, but she fit in my arms like she always did. For a whole hour. I'm not Bruiser. I'm a dad. And then, toward the end of the visit, Riley goes all morose, went outside and shot free throws without her old man.
Hey, session's almost up, kitten. You want to tell a guy what's eating you?
Nothing. Just not as clueless as Mom.
What are we talking about?
I looked up this virtual gizmo. It's millions of dollars, Dad. How are you going to pay that off?
I've got a good job now. Things are changing for me.
Yeah, I'll say.
She gave me a look like she knew everything. Every detail. Never could fool that kid. All this hell just to be with her, and now... pointless. Because she'd read it in my face and she'd know. She'd know what I did.
Better get one in you. They're bringing him out of coma in the morning.
As in tomorrow?
As in 6 hours from now. He wakes up, we're done. You gotta finish this tonight.
Finish?
You want me to say it?
What the hell did you do to me, Vera?
This was half you. More than half.
I figured no. This was you.
How do you figure that?
You led me down this road. I was just following the tail feathers.
Uh-huh. You are here because this is exactly where you've placed yourself. See, you like to think you're a family man, a good man. Only you do bad things because your heart is out there on the other side of those walls. Please, you're in here and this is who you are.
I can't just tiptoe into a hospital and choke a guy out with my bare hands.
Can't or won't.
I'm saying it's crazy.
I'm saying he wakes up and gets chatty, we're dead. Dead as in not living anymore.
Fuck this. I'm a dot.
Good. Go get some fresh air. Think about where we are, Bruiser.
Who was I kidding? Vera had me in her pocket. The cops would rather have her roll on me than vice versa. Meanwhile, Sagertek had us both marked for death, so this thing either happens or we're done. I burned all my bridges, both ends.
Mr. Bruceman? Bruiser! Jason!
What I didn't need now was that half a beatnik daughter putting the clamp on me about her dad. I could see her a mile away in that black-on-black shit she always wore.
I need to talk to you.
Your father's killer is
not
under...
Not that, Sega.
What about him?
He's rounding people up. He's taking over the whole...
I don't follow the political barometer anymore.
But you left Sagertek. They could have had you killed, but you left. And we need you to help stop Sega.
Who's we?
A group of us are starting a... call it underground if you like.
What, a bunch of guys in Castro beards making flyers? There are real underground movements in the hothouse, Miss Strauss. And they take little girls like you and they pass them around.
So you won't help me fight.
What's that in your ear?
That's our leader.
I've had a little red phone like that. Is he talking to you right now?
No.
You ever see him?
No, he's just a voice on the phone, for security. But he's the one who's going to lead us to take down...
Who is he?
Nobody knows. He says you're important to all this.
You want to be a puppet, knock yourself out. I got bigger fish.
It's all coming to a head, Bruiser. Look in the mirror much?
Not of late.
That's right, honey. I'm done with the hothouse. Sagertek, the Black Rose. The whole town could burn, the fuck I care. I was gonna live in the clouds with Vera and visit my family through the magic box. But the only ticket to that show is to sneak into quarantine hospital, creep up to the old man's bed, me and my bare hands, and take him out. The only hospital in the hothouse was, of course, run by Sagertech. Graveyard shift, a couple of nurses at the station watching TV.
Minority of quarantine officials contend that Sagertech simply ordered the detention of over 100 suspects, all of which have yet to face charges. A Sagertech press release states the roundup was necessary for the security of the quarantine.
I walked down that long hallway, empty. Felt like I was watching myself do this thing. And it came down to... looking in the mirror, I could handle that, but I'd have to look in my daughter's eyes. Burning in hell was nothing. I snuck into the old man's room. There he was, peaceful. Stood there for about a year. Who am I kidding? This whole story. Me laying down the truth about the hothouse and this stupid recorder. Some message in a bottle for whoever finds it. Bullshit. This is a confession. This is forgive me for I have sinned. Fine. Yeah, I, Jason Ruseman, reached out. I put my hands on the old man's throat. And I want to finish saying this. The recording may get fuzzed. Something's... If you're listening to this, my last location is under the old water and power building. Los Angeles quarantine. The year is 2000...
Hothouse Bruiser stars Paul Nobrega as Bruiser. Series regulars Tracy Lords as Vera Grail, Jim Storm as Mr. Sager, John Terry as the Chlorine Buddha, Claudia Christian as Chief Plagueman, Fanny Grande as Riley Bruceman, and Kirsten Roters as Risa Bruceman. Guest stars John Billingsley as the Man Upstairs, Sunita Henry as Jill Strauss, and Tom Beyer as Ira the Gunsmith.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Also featuring Billy Scott, Vita Lamorte, James Leary, Amy Donegan, Robin Gwynn, Mark Bosley, Heather Martin, David Kaplan Calloway, James Coley, and Sean Sheps. This is Joel Metzger, creator of Hothouse Bruiser.
This podcast
was produced by
Joel Metzger
and
Ice Box Logic.